We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It is a snowy Friday afternoon. Hartman Carter Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Check out us on, well, the 64% of the time it works, the Odyssey app. You can podcast the show on that app, odyssey.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show. I'm just reviewing this. I think I have this right. We have a show on the station on Sundays, hosted by our great friend Laura Oakes. And, you know, there are times when people will attack the liberal media, and there are times when folks will say the media is the enemy of the country. I think I'm going to have to agree with them, because Dan Cook, I believe I heard that on Laura's Good News, 9/11, Laura's Good News. Is that what you heard also?
I mean, absolutely, right? I mean, that's what we're focusing on, which seemed like a good news story to me.
Adam, 9/11 feature story for Laura's Good News. You want to defend that?
It's the backdrop for the story.
Dan, I mean, story doesn't happen without 9/11,
right? That's just it. I mean, you know, put it in the backdrop if you want. It's still there.
How about you, Adam? You want to rave about Pearl Harbor later today?
No. There were some heroic efforts, though, that came out of Pearl Harbor. We can highlight those. Those are good news stories.
Are you going to play this serious with me? Come on, play along.
No.
Come on.
I still want to know what the Indian guy was doing there.
Okay. Should I tell that story? I'll save that for later. I had a bizarre dream. We're not saying the names, though, Carter. We're not saying
the
name.
Come on.
Chicken.
Come on.
You chicken.
No. No, I'm not. But I'll mention. We'll get to this bizarre dream I had, and I'm not mentioning the prominent individual I was having sex with in this dream, and what she was telling me about what would happen to me. But I will tell other parts of it that involve Kyle Sheely and a program director who is known for one thing, lying to everybody's face. So we'll get to that. There's a good tease for you at 1:35. Major, 12:35. Shaletta, 1:05. 2:05, Stephen Vladek on the Supreme Court decision. Matthew Collar on the Vikings and the playoffs. And speaking of the Vikings, somebody wants to know if your colonoscopy is also a part of Laura's Good News. Should be.
Well, it was good news, so why not?
Fantastic good news. Oh, the Laura's Good News is on at
6:30.
6:30.
Sunday morning.
Could we give her a better time slot? I mean, come on.
Well, it's podcast. Later today, you could get it any on demand at any time you want. That's kind of the way things work nowadays, if they work.
Hello. It's our app. I mean,
you're right, Chad. Forget. You're right.
Let's take 30 minutes off the huddle and put Laura's Good News on at 11:30. That's what I'm advocating. 90 minutes of Maxie and Pete, and let's give Laura's Good News 11:30 to noon. That will fall on deaf ears, but that is what I'm advocating. Better time slot for a star on the station, Laura Oakes. And then it all went downhill That is the headline, Adam Carter. Because all throughout Twin Cities Twitter today, we're looking back at what happened 4 years ago. First of all, I don't think we really can celebrate four.
It's four years. Yeah.
Four.
I was going to say, next year. Okay, let's mention it next year.
Yeah.
But it's absurd that it's, and it's not just local media. I see it, NFL tweeting it. It's, come on.
Well, I watched the NFL films. We're talking Minneapolis Miracle. Stephon Diggs. How'd he play, by the way, this year for the Vikings? Diggs. Diggsy.
He didn't.
That might have changed Diggs also. We're talking about everything changing. That might have been when Diggs said, hey, if you throw me the ball more, this will happen. And it didn't. And then he said, I'm out of here. But yeah, 4 years ago today, a stunning play. Is it the most unexpected play in Minnesota sports history? I'm not saying an outcome. A single play in Minnesota sports history. When puck is at the plate against Chuck Liebrandt, as much as Kirby ate for lunch, bad breaking balls, and when he's locked in, it's an amazing play. That's not as surprising as Stephon Diggs. Gene Larkin's broken bat down the left field line, not as surprising as Stephon Diggs. The Drew Pearson push-off? It's just a flat-out Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
The Ahmad Rashad play. When the Hail Mary's happening, you know, you have an idea something like this is going to happen. Andrew Brunette. Okay, beating the what do you prefer, the Avs or the Lanch? And do they need to just pick one? I mean, can you have two nicknames that way?
The Avs, not the Lanch sounds foolish.
Cook?
I'm with Adam.
I kind of like how the Lanch sounds.
No, it's
better.
Too close to the name Lance, which is one of the most obnoxious names there is.
Whoa.
Sorry, all Lances, but it is.
Yeah. I got a Lance in mind. Famous Lances, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Or if you're a Lance and you want to hunt Adam down, text us or call us also. 651-461-9226. Can you, sports-loving gentlemen, a combined 93 years old, can you think of a more surprising, unexpected, shocking Minnesota sports play than a 20-yard throw down the sidelines and just an idiotic move by the cornerback, and all of a sudden, there's no one there. There's nobody there. You may have the answer because your ability to come back and play 2 days later after broken back, Dan Cook. Adam's recovery.
I mean, I was shocked. I know.
I was shocked. Yeah. I asked you and you went, I'm not.
Joel Pendleton getting off the stretcher and coming back in the game.
Another reference to Heaven Can Wait the last 2 weeks. You know what?
Can't have too many.
I'm going to watch it this weekend. I'm going to find Heaven Can Wait. I was talking about my love of movies, Carter, earlier this week when you were getting probed. But I said I've kind of accepted that the movie theater is at this point done for me. Dan's not. But I remember seeing that with my mom. Heaven Can Wait. Loved the experience. Do you guys have a single? Text me, 651-461-9226. A single more shocking, startling, I had no idea that was about to happen play in Minnesota sports history.
Well, here's the thing about the Vikings thing. The reason it's so shocking is because it goes against the Viking narrative.
Oh, my God. You used the narrative?
I did use the narrative.
You did.
Because I'm setting up my...
The buzzers.
I'm setting up mine because it's not as shocking because Viking fans would say, I knew that was going to happen, and that would be Gary Anderson's miss.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one. Because that was fait accompli, right? Hasn't missed in years. They are. By the way, here's Biden again in this. Adam, you said you haven't seen these made-up things. Here's Biden giving his speech in this made-up area. Why isn't he just speaking in the press room? The press go to the press room. And Biden's in this little made-up situation here. Gary Anderson's very good. Cook, you have another startling, unexpected, shocking play. How about when the Gophers just throttled your Badgers?
Yeah, no. The short answer is no. I think the Minneapolis Miracle is the most shocking play in Minnesota sports history. The one that comes closest in my mind, given the people involved, and you mentioned it, is the Burnett goal to beat Colorado, because it's Andrew Burnett, who's the journeyman's journeyman of all time, beating Patrick Waugh, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, in a Game 7 situation to propel the Wild to the next round. That's close. But when you look at the Miracle – look at who's involved, you know, not just Diggs, but who threw Diggs the ball?
Case.
Of all the people that were going to make that pass and turn into that situation, Case Keenum? Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's the coach. Shocker.
And a coach, Adam, who never believed in him.
No.
I don't know if he's going to start next week. I don't know.
Exactly. It's after he was playing fantastic football. And by the way, Zim didn't believe in the next quarterback. I mean, basically it was Teddy or nothing.
How many souls do you think Zim robbed in his career? How many souls did he just crush with those post-game comments over the course of his coaching career?
Quite a few.
It's a long list.
Quite a few. Okay. So everything went downhill. We want to get to that part of it. 4 years. I mean, really? Four? I mean, we're bringing it up. Okay. Some of it to tweak the folks who are going the 4 years part. And I'm also saying it's the most shocking play of my Minnesota sports viewing. And for a game, Miracle on Ice, right? But I'm saying a play. So I guess maybe you could say the Arruzioni goal. But I know we had a lot of Minnesotans in there. He ain't one of us, Carter.
Nope.
He's one of those East Coasters. He was fighting our guys. All right, 651-461-9226. Major, 1235. He's coming up soon. I think we have one very, very strong contender from a texter. Hartman Carter Cook, we're talking about 4 years. 4 years after the Minneapolis Miracle, which we're kind of joking about 4 years, but then we're talking about, okay? And we're also talking about how everything went downhill after it. Corky Taylor, Neen, Luke Whitty in the groin. That is right up there with the Minneapolis Miracle. This is prime Muss. This is 1972. This is a rough, physical basketball game. I'm seven. I'm at it. I just know I was at it. I don't remember a lot of details. Again, if I'm with my father when I'm younger, I'm at games. And the hand reach when Luke Whitty is on the ground and Corky Taylor with the knee and the chaos that ensued, the viciousness that ensued, including from David Winfield. Where's that rank for you, Carter, on shocking? You cannot believe it just happened.
Because it was before I was born, I don't understand I can't appreciate the significance of it, although absolutely. I also, another texter points out, Jim Marshall's wrong way run. I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, you would see that play endlessly at how shocking it was.
Yes, that is for sure.
How about when Norty blew out his knee going down the Red Bull crashed ice course? And in true mascot professionalism, kept his hat on while he was being strapped to a gurney. Yes.
So good. I mean, there is a code of mascots.
That is taking it all the way.
I know we've told the Cambridge story at least four or five times before. But I love it every time, so tell it again.
Well, first of all, just to recap, I think it was the first year they had the crashed ice. They got all the mascots to go down the course. And you think Norty would have been able to handle it the best. He's the one on
the
ice.
He's the best, right?
Well, he took a bad slip, and I think he blew his knee out. And they had to put him on a stretcher, and he kept the hat on, kept the full costume on. So God bless Norty.
And it wasn't a bit.
No, he was really hurt. Yes, he was hurt. We were sponsored, our wonderful sponsor, Cambria. Their mascot is a dragon. Yeah. So one day, Cambria was the sponsor of the day at the State Fair booth, and it was about 95 and humid.
Yes. It was just gross out.
I came back into the air-conditioned green room in the booth, and the dragon was in there. And I said, boy, that's got to
be... just the two of you.
Just the two of us. Nobody else in there. And I said, boy, that's got to be tough duty on a day like today. And the dragon nods. Yes. Doesn't say anything. And I was waiting for a conversation. Nope. And then I was like, okay, I guess you're still in character. And I think the dragon actually went to the back room where all the T-shirts are to get undressed so he could stealthily leave.
Yes, he did.
So nobody would
know. Came back. And you told me about him. I said, where is he? And he was hiding back there. Oh, that would have been so good if he would have stayed in character. Like he's simulating sweat coming down his head. And
yes.
Needs to drink water. I mean, Adam and Dan, he's like a character. He's like De Niro. I mean, when De Niro gained all that weight for Raging Bull, Dan, did he leave character?
No. Look, is there any group of employees more dedicated to their craft than mascots?
Yes, I think there are.
Oh. I mean, committed to the bit, utterly committed to the bit, mascots are right up there.
Adam, who do you have, mascots or doctors during a pandemic? Who are more committed?
Well, we know who's truthful. We know who the more truthful ones are.
Yeah, exactly. We know, Dan, who hasn't been paid off by Big Pharma. Norty. Dennis Rodman. Kicking my guy, the photographer, right in the groin. Yes, I'm calling that game. I was blocked out, had to see it on replay. That was something. Mad Dog's 3-point barrage. That's a very good series. Again, that's my swan song. And this just showed the latitude we had with the Wolves at the time. We're playing sound effects on the Timberwolves run broadcast. Ba-doing, various just odd sound effects, just poking fun at things. Do you think that would fly on Bally Sports right now, Adam?
No, that would be a no.
Yeah. How about the back-to-back Blake Hoffarber shots?
Yeah.
High school and golfers in Indy in the Big Ten tourney.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Harmon's home run everybody talks.
Can it be truly shocking if it happens twice?
Yeah, I guess.
You can't really be shocked the second time, can you?
I don't know. You might say this can't happen a second time, can it? The famous Harmon home run in 65. Hauser is suggesting Game 7, World Series, bases loaded, the 3-2-3, Herbeck to Harper to Herbeck, double play. Carter, how about that one?
It's pretty good. I'm just in the unconventionality of that type of double play.
And then we should mention before we go here, it was peak Vikings. It was peak Zim. They never were the same.
Nope.
Never. Well, I guess they were for the first drive in Philly.
Yeah.
Diced them up. Rudolph touched it, I believe. 7-0. Didn't they get an interception the next drive?
I think so. And it was looking like full steam ahead, baby.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can maybe make the argument that it's the second half of the Saints, because remember, they were up 17-0 in the first half. But they get boat raced. They get embarrassed. And then they're so boat raced that they're fascinated with DeFilippo. They hire him. They bring in Kirk. They did beat New Orleans again. But The defense never was the same, and the team was never the same, and now Zimmer and Spielman are out of jobs. Major Garrett is moments away on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pretty simple. The best in the business and kind enough to join us every Friday from CBS. Major Garrett is here. Hello, sir. Hope all is well. I want to talk politics first segment, and I want to talk about your feature with Willie O'Ree, which I really, really enjoyed. I want to talk about our last two presidents and the power they have within their parties. Donald Trump is the former president, and 95% of national, local, neighborhood Republicans will follow that guy anywhere, Major. Will believe that he is the rightful president now, believe his policies were correct, and will look people in the eye when they know it's not true and lie. My latest example, Kevin McCarthy. Then we have Joe Biden, the present occupant of 1600 First Avenue, and seemingly of late, when he wants to build on that Biden America and getting things done and showing that competency works, and when he needs his party to show just some of that loyalty that Donald Trump shows to him, build back better, not happen. And now on the voting rights. And he is on his way yesterday to go to the Capitol. And while he's on his way, Kristen Sinema of Arizona gives a speech when she knows she's going to meet with the president in like 30 minutes, steps out there and says, I'm against it, before even waiting to meet with the president of the United States. It is a stark difference what is taking place between the two.
Yeah, life ain't fair, is it? That's sort of my one big billboard reaction to what you just so accurately painted. A couple of things. Let me talk about former President Trump for just a second.
Sure.
On The Takeout, my show that's on WCCO and great radio stations around our country, we had a gentleman named Robert Cahaley on about 4 or 5 weeks ago. He was one of the most accurate pollsters in 2016 and 2018, 2020, and 2021. And he's a Republican pollster, not a pro-Trump pollster, but he's figured out ways to discern in ways that lots of other pollsters haven't, either the shy or secretive or hesitant Trump vote, and sort of what are the undercurrents in American politics. And he told me something that's fascinating about this idea which you described of the thrall in which Republicans find themselves in relationship to former President Trump. He said to me, if you ask in any poll, ours or others, among Republicans, if Donald Trump is the nominee in 2024, will you support him? That'll get a 90 to 95%, consistent with what you just said. He said, but if you ask them, do you want him to run and seek that nomination, you get 50%.
Interesting.
And I said, oh, he goes, so if he's the nominee, they will support him. But are they already conceptually thinking about potential alternatives who are not named Donald Trump, who don't carry the baggage and might carry some of the same policies? He believes they are. So that's one point. Now, let's go to President Biden. You talked about loyalty and what looks so very surprising. Here, the president's coming up to Capitol Hill, pomp and circumstance, ceremony, gave two big speeches, one on January 6th, one on Tuesday in Atlanta. And this is what he gets for it? A shiv in the side from one of his own senators? Here's how I would say this plays out. It was the worst-kept secret in Washington, Chad, that Joe Manchin, Kirsten Sinema, and probably Mark Kelly, also from Arizona, and maybe one or two other Democrats, but certainly those three, had come nowhere close to making up their minds in an affirmative way to change filibuster rules, thus creating a path for conversation, debate, and vote on the two voting rights bills. That was known. And they knew it, and they believed the White House should have known it and chose to disbelieve it and put the president on this rhetorical plane of moral high ground, maybe even superiority, which clearly Kirsten Sinema was like, well, that doesn't mean anything to me because you've known this all along. You can give your speech, but I'm going to stay where I've always been. And I'm going to give it a speech explaining why changing the rules of the Senate to get rid of the filibuster or even carve it out is a bridge too far for me, as it always has been. And so I think there a relevant question for this Biden White House is, why did you try to make a loyalty test? Why did you try to create a position of moral high ground when you knew or should have known you didn't have the votes and it was, if not going to blow up in your face, leave more messiness than you'd be comfortable with?
So let's talk Biden. I want to get to the very serious charges involving seditious conspiracy. But let's talk about the president right now and what we both agree over the last 6 months. More failures, more signs with Afghanistan and within the party and COVID and when he's behind the story. It's not just him, but it's the entire administration. We had a Quinnipiac poll for approval ratings the other day of 33%. A CNN poll just the last 24 hours of 42%. What is realistic, Major, if you're an advisor to Joe Biden to say, we can show that we are getting things done finally, get this administration on its feet, convince some of the independents who aren't just predisposed to like or dislike, and convince people when it's the midterms that the Republicans shouldn't just crush the Democrats in November?
Mm-hmm. So what you have to do, I think, if you are going to still try to drink from the legislative well that is Build Back Better, you have to give it a new name, you have to strip it down, and you have to start from scratch and remarket it and reapply your presidential powers and legislative acumen to try to get something across the finish line. And that's a long-term project. That's 3 or 4 months at least. What you can do in the interim is talk about one thing that you have direct control over as President of the United States, which is immigration policy, and talk about it and apply your standards more coherently, more understandably, and probably more rigorously than you have so far. You need a course correction on immigration. It has been your Achilles heel, President Biden, if I'm talking to him, and I don't, and I never do. It's not my role in life, but you ask the question, what would you advise, or what can someone advise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
president?
Right.
You have been underwater on this topic since February of your presidency. Not February 2022, February 2021. And you've got to talk and articulate and explain and do things differently. You also need to have a conversation with a lot of Democratic mayors about crime and about orientation to crime from a federal perspective. What can I do? How can I be of assistance? And, oh, by the way, Democratic mayors, I'm going to hold you accountable because this issue matters to Americans, not just in the cities in which you live, but Americans watching what happens in cities that you govern and govern on behalf of this brand name, which is Democratic Party. Those are things he can do that don't require a huge legislative bit of momentum or leverage that he currently doesn't possess. but they're responsive to things that people are talking about and talking about in ways that concern them, that are closer to the primal access of politics, which is things that make me nervous and or afraid. Whether you think they should or not is irrelevant. You're in a campaign year. And I'm not talking about doing policies you find to be odious or you fundamentally disagree with, but that you can course correct in a way in which you're responsive to what the voters consistently tell you and are actual problems. When the mayor of San Francisco declares a state of emergency, not over COVID, but a feces in the street, street crime, and homelessness,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're sending a signal.
Correct.
And as president, you can talk about that and articulate a concern about that that will get people to give you a second chance and a possible reappraisal.
Let's pause. Come back. Seditious conspiracy, the significance of the charge, and a fabulous feature the major did on the first ever black hockey player in the NHL, Willie O'Ree. Major returns in moments. Stuart Rhodes is the leader and founder of a far-right group, the Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes, yesterday, Major Garrett Major's with us. The Takeout, his phenomenal podcast, his great work in Washington, D.C., for CBS News and regular on this show every Friday at 12:35. Stuart Rhodes charged with seditious conspiracy. Others charged. And part of what Stuart Rhodes says about January 6th, Major, as you well know, after this, in referring to January 6th, if nothing happens, it's war. It's civil war. 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, gave a speech a couple of weeks ago in which he said the Justice Department would take the easiest cases to prosecute and had taken the easiest cases to prosecute in terms of the January 6th riot on the U.S. Capitol and then build from them, and more serious charges were coming. These are more serious charges. Seditious conspiracy in our history in the judicial system, extremely hard to prove. And one of the reasons is because it's very historically been very difficult for juries to listen to the conversations, even the acquisition of weapons, and contemplate actual action that could pose a threat to the preservation or maintenance of day-to-day functioning of government. Well, after January 6th, I think that veil has been lifted.
Yes.
The idea, is this really possible? Well, we saw a demonstration of one of the ways it could possibly look on January 6th. And all this conversation on encrypted apps and elsewhere and preparation and mobilization and the stacking, two stacks going up in military precision, one going to the House in pursuit of Speaker Pelosi, one going to the Senate, leads you to think that there was something really going on here that was conspiratorial and seditious against the maintenance and continuation of our present government. So, this is a case that will be prosecuted, and it definitely takes this into another realm. Not just trespassing, not just destruction of property, not just being in a federal building without permission, but doing something that was intentionally designed to first disrupt and possibly dislodge the functioning of government as an attack therein, motivated by a particular political point of view, malformed as it was. It's still a political point of view.
Correct.
Therefore, it's a significant ratcheting up of judicial pressure on what happened, on January 6th and those who helped perpetrate it.
Okay. Abrupt change, because I want to get to this because I loved it. You are a proud native of San Diego. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
Your life was formed there. You get back when you can. You played a lot of hockey growing up. We've talked about that before. You still find a way at times to get in your skates. So I'm sure you love the opportunity to feature Willie O'Ree, who is the first black hockey player to make it in the NHL, who is about to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Expand on that.
And have his number retired by the Boston Bruins. That will happen next week. And he will get the Congressional Gold Medal next week. They crossed over the magic threshold of 290 co-sponsors this week. So this is all going to come together. I had hoped in my life sometime, Chad, I would have an opportunity to meet Willie O'Ree. He was a childhood hero of mine. And look, it may sound strange that for a suburban white kid in the early 1970s in a place like San Diego, a black hockey player could be a hero, but he was to me. Not only did he play the sport that I came to love, but obviously he stood out. He was the only black professional hockey player in America. Okay, he was in the minor leagues, but he was still a professional hockey player, and he was in my hometown. And as about a 10 or 11-year-old, reading the headlines every day about racial strife and conflict in this country, it gave me tremendous hope that there was a black hockey player on my hometown team who was a star. Yeah. I always wanted to meet Willie O'Ree, and through this piece I was able to do that. I sat down with him for a full day in San Diego. At age 86, he's sharp as can be.
Oh, he was so good, Major.
On skates and skate anymore, but he is completely there and present and overwhelmed by all the attention he's being given, and he's incredibly humble and so solid in who he was, what he accomplished, and why. And one other thing to the story, as I mentioned, he played his entire professional career with the sight of one eye, not two.
Yes, yes. One. That's what I was going to finish with. Think about that.
Anyone who's played hockey knows how vital it is to have depth perception, both eyes working, and constantly scanning the ice. He played his entire professional career with the sight of one eye.
It doesn't seem possible.
It doesn't. It is genuinely, to me, Chad, incomprehensible how he did it. And at the level he did it. He won two scoring titles in the Western Hockey League in the 70s. One with the San Diego Gulls. He's an amazing guy, and it was an honor and a pleasure to tell his story.
With about 30 seconds left, it's also worth watching the feature to see, I believe I have this right, a 14-year-old in his full hockey equipment, Major Garrett.
Yep. It's on my Twitter feed. It's on the CBS Mornings Twitter feed. Enjoy, folks. But go there for my photo, but revel in the story of an authentic Canadian and American hero, Willie O'Ree.
We'll tweet it out again later today. Love it, as always, Major. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Chad.
Major Garrett, on a regular basis on CBS, great features like this, and no one, I repeat, no one better on politics in D.C. Shaletta, she'll be feisty. She's coming up in minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.